A federal judge declines to confirm the Osage Nation's reservation, and voters and more will decide on a 1 cent sales tax proposition. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Nick Daniels. In Oklahoma, a federal judge says he can't rule the Osage Nation's reservation is still intact. But as Sarah Lisi reports, Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear says this decision is not a loss, but a way forward.
A U.S. District Judge for the Northern District of Oklahoma denied an Osage maneuver to resurrect a 2001 case. The tribe was seeking relief from a 2009 ruling and to solidify its reservation as established, noting legal precedent has changed since the landmark McGirt decision in 2020. But the judge's recent order says the request was procedurally improper and that the court is no longer active in the case. The judge did, however, suggest the nation could enter into a new version of the original lawsuit, which Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear says offers the nation a roadmap for, quote, bringing this reservation issue into the federal courts for complete review. I'm Sarah Lisi.
A bill that would require certain providers to screen patients for mental health conditions is moving forward in the Oklahoma Senate. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the policy.
Senate Bill 1836 is by Senate Democratic Leader Julia Kurt and Grove Republican Representative Josh West. It requires providers like doctors and physician assistants who practice direct client care to deliver an evidence-based mental health screener to patients during or before a primary care visit at least once annually. The legislation is a priority of the Healthy Minds Policy Initiative, which says it could help detect symptoms early and connect patients to care before their symptoms worsen and treatment becomes more costly. SB 1836 passed out of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, with 8 lawmakers in favor and 4 voting against it. It now heads to the Senate floor. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
And staying at the Capitol, lawmakers are seeking to address the state's aging prison population. KGOU's Hannah France reports Democratic Representative Ronald Stewart's House Bill 3053 aims to streamline the parole process for elder inmates.
The bill passed through the House Judiciary and Public Safety Oversight Committee unanimously on Tuesday.
3053 simply creates uniform criteria to guide review of a narrow aging population within our correctional system while preserving public safety guardrails already in statute.
The bill would require the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board to grant parole to eligible inmates age 65 and over who meet certain criteria, including having no serious infractions within the last 3 years and completing all required programs and treatment courses. Inmates serving life without parole or for sexual or violent offenses would not become eligible for parole through this procedure. The bill is now eligible to be heard on the House floor. I'm Hannah France.
Voters and more will decide on a 1 cent sales tax proposition next month. KGOU's Deborah Shar has details.
The city says the proposed increase would generate about $12 million each year. A majority of that funding would be allocated for capital improvement projects like road replacements, sewer upgrades, and public facilities. About 10% of the sales tax funding would be designated for public safety needs like operations and equipment. The city wants to shift from using general obligation bonds to sales tax funding for infrastructure. If approved, Moore's sales tax rate would rise to 9.5%, and the city's portion of property taxes would decrease as current bonds are paid off. The election is set for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Deborah Shar.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.